Hi, everyone. I am Emily Landers, and this is How'd She Do That? A podcast answering that question each episode. Hi, guys. Welcome to a Sunday update inspired by a friend of mine who I saw at church this morning, and she said, guess what I was listening to? And I was like, what? And she said, your Saturday or my last Saturday update. And I was like, oh my gosh, it just reminds me that you guys are out there and that you're listening. And it just was so encouraging because she mentioned how much she enjoyed it. And whenever people share in person with me, I always ask, you know, what could be better? What should I be doing? I'm always looking for that insight and that feedback because I think sometimes I'm just head down doing what we've done or moving things forward where I think we're headed. And it's hard to gauge sometimes what's the real need in our community. And I think recently it's been so much fun to share more on my stories over on Instagram at Emily Landers, where I've been asking you guys more questions about e-commerce or sales or just personal things, even sharing more about my current season of life with a full-time job and having expected to be a mother a long time ago. And what does that look like? And how do we carry on? And what, how, you know, just so many questions. And I have to confess, I feel a little lame sometimes. I feel like that cool girl tactic online on Instagram where you don't share much and all you share is good things. That's just not me. I think that might provide better sales. I think maybe there's something to that. But I just can't do it. I just can't do it. And so I have been racking my brain, and I still am. The continual question and conversation for me over here is, having built, and we're going to do what I'm thinking about today as I'm sitting here, by the way, on my couch. My husband is on a hike with some guy friends. It's a cozy day outside. It's beautiful. It's sunny, but it's a little cool. We had rain earlier today. So that's kind of where I'm at here in Southern California. But what I wanted to share in today's episode is a couple of themes that I've been thinking about for the business. Oh, probably since October, since the launch of the shop. And many of you know that shophsdt.com, if you haven't been, please go check it out. It's my favorite thing. It's also the thing within my business that I have the biggest question marks around. It's something that I haven't done before. It's something that I have to have assistance with. I have to have someone who I pay to assist me with the shop. And it's also something that's not making much money right now. Our main income is through sponsorships of the podcast, which majority of the time brands want to connect with me on those and chat with me about sales and chat with me about sponsorships. And as you guys know, I have a full-time role that I took on in February that I'm loving but learning a lot in and trying to balance all of it with HSDT being a huge passion of mine. But I'm finding that my full-time role is also something I'm very passionate about. So these are the hurdles that I'm trying to get over. And one thing I wanted to share that I thought was really interesting, and I would be curious for those of you who have stepped into e-commerce or for those of you who have tried to build something and perhaps there's been seasons or stints that you're like, for me, well, that you're just thinking, is this going to come through? Like, I was even taking a nap earlier today and I was just like thinking about it, and I was actually praying and I was just like, God, I need customers. I need sales to keep this going. I have a team, I have a brand. And it was interesting because I was talking to my business consultant and she was mentioning that from the get-go of HSDT, of the podcast, I have never asked anything of my listeners. Now, don't hear anything I'm not saying. I'm not asking anything of you guys. But from a business standpoint, oftentimes businesses will ask us for things unbeknownst to us. So for instance, an email, you know, give us your email and we'll give you 15% off, or, you know, write a review, or there's just things that I think businesses or share us on social do a great job of asking of their customer or asking of their client or asking of their listener. And we do that at HSDT, you know, leave us a 5-star review, subscribe to the show, et cetera, et cetera. Only within, I've been doing this for the last 4 years, only within the last year have we started started to try to grow a newsletter. Only within the last year have we launched a shop and said, hey, don't go to the brand's website, come to our website. If you were introduced to the brand, come to our website, come to shophsdt.com where we partner with the brands. So these are all hurdles. These are all things that I'm thinking about daily. And I think for e-commerce would be a dream come true for me if this were a success. And I have to continue to give myself grace because October, November, December, January, February, March, April, 6 months, 6 months this shop has been up. This is all organic. I don't have any funding behind this e-commerce platform. All of this is organic on social and then through the podcast. Anything that I'm doing with Shop HSDT, which I know is a mouthful in and of itself, that's something else that I think about all the time, is the shop title too confusing? But just think, how'd she do that? HSDT, shophsdt.com. But I think about these things constantly. And the shop is a true dream of mine that I really think, I still think, even though sales in, and I didn't really know what my expectations of sales would have been, but I'm just realizing my social media or my communication style, I don't know if it's assisting the shop. I'm trying to be as honest as I can right now. And by the way, you guys, this is 7 minutes of me chatting. I have no notes here. I just wanted to chat with you guys. I just wanted to share. But I really feel like I'm onto something with the shop, but I just don't know if anyone else has caught on yet. And I'm wondering what the hurdles are. I'm wondering if listeners just go to the brand's websites. This is something else that my business consultant said. And again, as I'm sharing all of this, I hope that you're thinking about your own brand or your own business or your own idea. But another thing that my business consultant said is, so one thing that we're doing as we're pitching sponsors, we are, you know, saying this is the price to be a sponsor and what have you. And so many of these brands and PR folks and what have you, they say, oh, that's so nice. Thanks for sending. We would still love to get XYZ on the show. And that's really challenging because we have so many routes of free marketing for people, whether it be to come on the show or just the amount of content that we share about individuals, about brands, about people I love. The incentive for sponsorship, unless you're able to see it and really realize what it comes with, people would just prefer to put their name in the hat to come on the show. And so there's just so many dynamics at play. And I think there's a big part of me that just wishes that I had gobs of money to throw at the shop, to throw at advertising and just, you know, to reinvest into the shop and just get the shop going. But I think really when I look at where we're at, the podcast, you know, our biggest income over there is sponsorships. So being able to sell those sponsorships to larger brands, brands that can commit to a couple months, brands that love HSDT, that understand it, that have the, they're the size and they have the finance behind them to come and partner with us and sponsor the show, which is life-changing to me. I have three people on my team. I mean, that's life-changing anytime we get a sponsor and can continue that. But it's just interesting to think about, okay, all of the different dynamics at play, the potential for all of it is here. And I we've arrived on so many levels. But I think oftentimes there's a real excitement around things that are new and around a new podcast or a new shop or what have you. And then I even ran into someone recently who said, oh yeah, I listened to you a long time ago. Like I listened early on. And I was curious, you know, do you still listen or are we done listening now? And it did actually kind of seem like that. And so I'm over here just racking my brain to think, not only how can I continue to add value to your life and add honesty and genuine support and hope and the details around what I'm learning in a way that is helpful to you, but then for me to spend so much time, energy, and effort into content and communication that is free, it's really challenging with a full-time role that I've taken on. So I think I'm going to stop soon. We're almost 10 minutes in. That's just a little insight into how much I am thinking about this all the time. And I just, I just hope someone listening can relate. I hope someone listening can relate. And I think I really have to continue to give myself grace and be like, you know what? Genuinely, there's no other podcast that is partnering with their brands like I am. There's just not. And if there is, good for them. I don't think they're doing it as well as we are. I don't think that the site looks as good. I just love, 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 love How'd She Do That, our brand, HSDT, everything that we have going on. But I'm having such challenge figuring out how to find new customers, how to create new customers in the first place. We have thousands of listeners on our podcast episodes every week. And if I can figure out, and if we can figure out how to maximize that and put that towards the shop and put that towards being the number one shop for our listeners, that listeners just think, I need a cake, shop hsdt.com. I need new earrings, shop hsdt.com. I need a new dress, shop hsdt.com. I need a new bag, shop hsdt.com. I need a bag for my kid with some patches, hsdt.com. If I can figure out how to assist our amazing listeners to be customers and to love the shop as much as I do and to prioritize shopping at the shop, that'll be a real win for us. I just don't know how to do it. I think we have everything in place to make this connection for folks and to make people see this connection. So, okay, you're listening to the podcast, you hear Holston Lee is on shophsdt.com, you head that way, you listen to Laura Park's episode, you need a new fleece blanket, okay, shophsdt.com. Oh, you need a new lampshade, you need a new pillow. What about Laura Park on shophsdt.com? This is how my brain is working, but communicating that in the best way that I can and continuing that communication. Oh, you love the outfit Emily was wearing in Malibu last week, Noble 31, shophsdt.com. Can you guys, does anyone else's brain work like this? Does anyone else's brain work like this? Oh my gosh, it's amazing. And I think too, there is a continual conversation, not only in my DMs and on stories, but in my own brain and in my own heart as to what is success. So much of this conversation, brainstorming with you guys today, was very much around sales and converting listeners to become customers. That's extremely challenging, I'm finding. Extremely challenging, but not impossible. Not impossible. And how do we do that? Is it through newsletters? Is it through social media? Is it through episodes like this? I don't know, but I will be sure. I will be sure to figure it out. If it's the last thing I do, you guys, truly, if it's the last thing I do. So I think, and this is one other thing that I'll share. I love sharing these behind the scenes details with you guys. I am also hesitant at times to come off as though I don't know anything that I'm doing, because that's not the case. But I don't have a lot of other voices in my life that are sharing what I share like this, about 13 minutes of just, you know, questioning and sharing topics that I'm interested in. I don't know who else to connect with besides you guys and with my friends and many female founders and business owners, but I will continue to share all of these updates with you guys if it's beneficial. And I think it is. It's encouraging to me. It's encouraging for me to share and to be honest and to say, we're figuring it out. And I don't know, maybe that's part of my sales problem is, girl, be quiet. Don't act like you're figuring it out and pretend like everyone in the world is shopping at shophsdt.com. Pretend like you're retiring soon. I don't know. Maybe that's what I should be doing. It's just not me. I can't do it. I can't do it. I just can't do it. So you guys, just a quick Sunday brainstorm. I'm going to wrap it at 15 minutes here. Wanted to say hi. Wanted to let you guys know I'm actually sitting here with my laptop in my lap. Sophie Williamson Design, who by the way is on shophsdt.com. Her episode will be out on Tuesday. And we will continue to share those weekly episodes. So I actually have that right here in front of me on GarageBand. And I am going to take a look at that. I've got to record her introduction and yeah, it's going to be good to go. So we will have Sophie Williamson Design on Tuesday's episode. You will want to listen in to my dear friend Sophie. And like I said, her items are already up on the shop, which will be great. We are adding new brands as early as this week. We added new brands last week, and it just keeps getting better and better. So 6 months into the shop, 4 years into the podcast, my main goals and my biggest hurdles right now are securing sponsors. We do have sponsorship opportunities available in May, which I'm so thrilled. We have so many different slots that we don't get clogged up too soon. So we have sponsorship opportunities in May, which I'm so excited about, and just continuing to think ahead. Sponsorship is key. And then again, continuing to figure out how to drive that traffic to our website and how to kind of take a piece of the giant e-commerce pie and say, hey, shophsdt.com is here to stay, and head our way. That's cute. Didn't even mean to do that. Okay, guys. Well, I think that's it. If you enjoyed this quick episode, please post it to your stories. How about that? Post it to your stories. Would love to see who's listening. And if there was anything that came up that I was chatting about that you want to discuss further, head over to @EmilyLanders and you can send me a DM. Would love to hear from you. But you guys, I think that's it. Again, just sitting here, no notes, just wanted to say hi, wanted to chat with you guys. And thank you to my friend Lily, who inspired today's episode after listening to another Saturday update. So thanks, Lily. Love you. And guys, I will talk to you soon. Have a great rest of your evening and an awesome start to your week tomorrow. Bye, guys.